Agenda setting conversations of the day.
Let's welcome Randolph Joburg, who's a business owner of Beer House in Cape Town. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Randolph, businesses around Cape Town, especially Long Street, are calling for a relaxation of the curfew for the festive season. How has it been so far? Because we have still been under curfew, but I know that New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are those that call for extension, especially for those who enjoy a good time.
Absolutely. And it's not only business owners from Long Street, but also from Melville and Johannesburg and around the country that have had enough of the curfew. And as we launched a petition called the hashtag No Curfew on New Year's Eve, we had voices from all corners of society, including the churches, including government, in the Western Cape, that joined the petition, that, you know, asked for our human rights to be reinstated, and that there is no more way and no more wait for South Africans to be locked into their homes every day for 4 hours of their 24 hours. This simply needs to stop. There's no justification for it. We are over the fourth wave of the Omicron, COVID pandemic, and it's now finally time that we are, our rights are reinstated.
I totally understand from a business point of view and generating revenue that this 4 hours where we are on a curfew is quite essential. But looking at the fact that as the festive season started, big events like Rage in Ballito and in Cape Town were closed due to high numbers of COVID cases being reported. So do you not fear as businesses that this could happen if this 4 hour period is opened up to us?
No, I mean, because basically we've seen the fourth wave come, threaten us, and then very successfully be having been mitigated, and with remarkably low hospital admission numbers, and hence there is now the time that the virus has become endemic, and there is no more justification for limiting these rights. We must put an end to the enormous economic devastation that COVID induced on us, and we particularly believe that for New Year's Eve we now need to send a signal to the rest of the world that, you know, seems to be threatened and by the South African variant, to, and we need an active signal, not a passive one, that South Africa has overcome the virus and we are open for tourists, we are open for business.
So here's a message from one of our listeners via WhatsApp that says that there are nightclubs in Long Street, Cape Town, that already operate beyond the curfew. If you are in Long Street at 3:30 a.m. or 4 a.m., then they are easily identifiable when they open doors to let patrons out. So it seems some of the businesses that are calling for, if this is true, obviously what the listener is saying, that are calling for relaxation are already contravening the actual curfew. Is this true? Have you experienced this, Randa?
Well, I can tell you share my personal experience, which is that starting at 10:30 p.m., the police is relentlessly coming into our business and is basically forcing customers out of the door ahead of a curfew being established. So I have heard rumors that there is two different rights being established. I can tell you for sure that at 10 p.m., that at 11 p.m., apologies, every night our business is completely vacated and no more patrons are inside. This is economic devastation. And yes, I've heard rumors of other businesses bribing their way out of a situation, which for me is a matter of principle and something I will never do. Hence, asking for, you know, same justice for everybody, every business, every church, every citizen of this country, and against the establishment of two different rules of law, as you've just heard from the one from a witness that has been established. We need one set of rules for all South Africans, and we need the curfew to officially go away, and not we cannot establish businesses having to bribe their way out of it.
And so far, I mean, we are almost done with the festive season, just a couple more days left of this month. How has the experience been for your patrons and for tourists who had to endure the lockdown?
Well, it's been an extremely tough season. It's been an incredibly tough 2 years of the pandemic. We have received no financial support from any side. And so far, we've survived. We yet have to see that we can thrive again. And, ending the COVID rules and ending the curfew is one of the key elements to finally get back into to business, which is something we, are eagerly awaiting. I believe, overcoming Omicron has been essential for, as a last step to overcome the pandemic. And I hope that government will finally start supporting us and not, well, disrupting us.
Do you think there could be a change anytime soon for New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow?
Well, hope is always there, and I believe, we need to set a signal, hence asking for the petition to be signed. Is it very realistic that tomorrow we get the surprise news of the curfew being lifted? Maybe not. I do believe it's incredibly important to send a signal, start a discussion about civil rights being re-established to all South Africans.
Thank you so very much for joining us. It's a hope that we have alongside with businesses for the sake of patrons and those who are tourists that your cry will be heard by government. Thank you very much, Randolph, Joburg owner of a Beer House. It's 28 minutes after 8. We are going to go to some of your voice notes. And straight after that, it's a sports with Zykan.
Morning, Patricia.